This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Men's Tee Clinic in Frisco. Got the opportunity to visit with some Tolos, some new to Men's Tee, some who have already been doing Men's Tee in the break. And right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I guess I got to turn my volume up, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I know there's a lot to talk about from the game yesterday. I specifically wanted I had a football philosophy question for you. Obviously, it felt like the world stopped when Brandon Aubrey slipped and missed a field goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you realize I should have had three of those five field goals I predicted?
Yes, that is true. So what I was going to ask is, I know a touchdown is better, obviously, but right. Given how much the offense struggled, would you have left the Brandon Aubrey 64-yard field goal on the board? Or are you like, I need a touchdown at some point, so why not now?
Yeah, I think if it was a probably normal team and one not desperate to create points on offense, I would have left the field goal up there. But I know how they were thinking and going like, well, okay, we're getting closer to scoring a touchdown finally. We got to go for 7. And then they get to, 4th and 2 at the 8 and gambled again because they could have kicked a gimme field goal. But I think that just shows you the level of desperation they were experiencing trying to score a touchdown, and that'll go to the 2nd in 2 weeks failed fake punt.
Yeah.
You know, they're just – I think that's the level of desperation they're feeling right now, knowing that they're kind of behind the eight ball and they were playing a team that is scoring points. And so, we got to steal a possession, steal a touchdown, and not play as conservative as you would have if you weren't in the midst of losing your 5th consecutive game.
Well, Mickey, the genius that is Corey Majors has come up with a segment for us. I believe tomorrow we're going to do called Ordinary World, Cowboys World, where we'll talk about all the differences between what another franchise might do versus the Cowboys.
There is nothing ordinary about this entire week.
That is for damn
right?
sure.
Just go back through the whole thing, everything that's happened, and then continues on Monday night. Not even, before the game, during the game. You can't make some of this stuff up that's been happening.
Did CeeDee have an explanation of why? And I can probably make my own assumption here, but I wonder if CeeDee had his own explanation of why he just kind of looked so out of sync last night with Cooper Rush. So there would be moments where he looked like the all-pro we know, and then there were other moments where I was like, man, what just happened there?
Yeah, and I think and it's hard to put your finger on it because, he caught 8 passes for 93 yards.
Yep.
So there were times where it looked like they were out of sync. you know, on the interception, and I haven't had a chance to go back and look at it on a big screen, but unless that contact was before 5 yards, he got interfered with.
I believe so too, yeah.
The guy ran right into him, and there was no flag, and then immediately on the next possession for the Texans, they got an illegal contact downfield, mm-hmm. which I thought was very laughable. Now that one, you hope he could run through it, but he got stopped, and that's why the interception occurred. But I think the reason you notice that is that they're going to him so much because who else are they going to?
Schoonmaker.
Right? Yeah, they went to him 10 times, and he actually had better numbers than Dalton Schultz, believe it or not, right? And that was the first time they had to rely on him, which, by the way, so Ferguson's out by halftime, right?
Yeah.
They got 6 days between games. If you're in concussion protocol, you might be hard-pressed to get back in time for Sunday in Washington.
Jerry sounded pretty legit worried about that this morning.
Yeah.
It was like, he saw him after the game, and whew.
Yeah, so again, there goes another starter. And it kind of continues to compile, and you pay for not having your guys in there as much as, and I know everybody has injuries, and I get it, but these can continue to mount, including how they finish the game on the offensive line.
I'm definitely, definitely with you on that.
Do you realize if they had one more injury on the offensive line, they were out of offensive line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to take somebody from the stands,
so,
and they'd be like, all right,
you have
to
either
it.
Put a tight end
Zeke.
Out there. Zeke,
he could be the center.
He could
I've
be
seen
the
it.
Center, right?
Yeah.
He's had reps.
Maybe Trey Sigg if it was the center that went
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's
but,
true.
But he's only 240 pounds. I guess a tight end. I don't know.
It's like
I
only
don't know what
10
they
pounds less
done.
Than Tom Rafferty.
I totally agree with you about the injuries, Mickey. I guess my concern at times is the Cowboys will fool themselves into thinking injuries are the reason for the whole season.
No, like I don't think so. I don't. I think they're playing through that.
Okay.
I'm saying that, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing what you're supposed to do, not say, okay, we got all these injuries. But it matters. I mean, what did we talk about all week? The guys that didn't practice, the guys you're worried about.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then you go out there and flop, and it's like, well, why did they get beat so bad? Well, you got to have your guys out there, and especially when the injuries occur at the same position. Now, if it's hard to find a positive in anything that went on, but they just signed Josh Butler off the practice squad in the 53, and they started him at left corner.
Yeah.
And I think he played well. I didn't see him get picked on the way Caleb Carson was.
Yeah.
And then you got to put McQuamu in the slot? Seriously? And at some point that stuff catches up with you. But again, the weird thing was if they had kept the field goal from 64 yards,
yeah,
there was 4:16 left in the third, and it would have been a 20-13 game. And then look what happened.
yeah.
to the finish, right?
Yeah.
You're that close, but you're not good enough to overcome either, if you call it a bad decision, bad plays, bad, you know, a block here or there. I mean, you know, they had fourth and two at the eight, and incomplete pass. You know, I went back and thought about it, and the Texans had fourth and one at the 10 and ended up scoring a touchdown three plays later. You know, those are the things that separate the game. The good team was able to capitalize in that situation. The Cowboys can't seem to get over that hump.
Is Zach Martin's body
breaking down?
Hold on by a thread.
Well,
it feels
it's almost like it was another ankle, so that was both ankles and the shoulder. And now it's a short week. He might just need to take a week, right? Try to get healthy. I mean, he's trying to play through it. You know, when they came out, you know, for whatever introductions or however they run out, you know, he's leading the team out, running full speed onto the field. You know, it's like, well, God bless him, because I know he's hurting, but he's playing through it, which is rather remarkable. But, yeah. And then, you know, and now it's, you know, you're going to play three games in 11 days.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get any easier, and you're not getting any healthier. And you're, you know, and then we overlook the fact that, you know, and I know this was going on before, but Dak Prescott's out for the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of continues to, you know, and I bet if you went back and, you know, checked out what we talked about after all these games, it's same song, next verse.
Yeah, it was the kind of, I guess, the Zach Martin whiff on Tim Settle, where he buried Cooper Rush like he was Jimmy Hoffa at the old Meadowlands. That was unbelievable. Like, I'm not saying that Settle did anything wrong, but man, did he take Cooper Rush down.
Yeah, and then, you know, and that takes a toll, too, when you're getting beat up like that at quarterback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, at times, you know, he stood in there. But you know, a lesser man loses his nerve and starts looking around like, okay, where's the next hit coming from? And that's when your quarterback's in trouble if he ever starts doing that. And he, you know, kind of hung in there until the goofy knocked the ball out of his hands. Guyton recovers it, and I don't know where he thought he was going.
That's the second week in a row. Do you think this week in the limited
they're
going to
have
they'll...
practice on? Okay,
offensive
lineman,
fall down. On the ball. Right? Yes.
Tried to run with it. And it's like, no, what are you doing?
I feel like they're not explaining it the way I was explained as a former pitcher in rundowns, and I will take out all the cuss words because there were plenty of them. Get out of the rundown. Like, we do have to go cover a base. They do not want the pitcher tracking down the runner. They're just like, give it to the infielders as fast as you can.
You know, I would. It would be nice to see this week, or funny actually, because they do a drill when they do kind of special teams and individual drills. Well, where they'll line up and they'll roll a ball, and the guy's got to go and try to recover it on the run, right? Well, maybe they just need to throw it out there and teach the offensive lineman to dive on it. You're not going anywhere, especially in that cluster, right? But, you know, what do you chalk it up to? Being a rookie, being over-anxious, trying to do something that you're probably not capable of doing, but you're trying?
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, and then that, you know, and there, that turns out to be the crushing touchdown.
Do you think that the sheet metal falling from the top of the stadium was, you know, kind of emblematic of what a piece of sheet season this has been?
Very good. Very good.
What, is that too far? That might have been too far. The men's tea clinic people, they approve.
Someone pointed out, and I give him credit for this, that the metal made the way into the end zone faster than the Cowboys have since the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
I like how Mickey said somebody out there.
Yeah.
Gave him a, that's, hey, Mickey, somebody.
I'm not going to give him credit for it, okay?
Yeah.
But that's the.
It was
I mean,
Mickey
that's,
Magnola that said that.
That's the week that was, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the next week, but it started last week when, you know, Micah's, whatever he said after the game, getting misinterpreted and all the other stuff that took place during the week, and then that happens. It's like, seriously, seriously. But again, you know, you can't make this stuff up. It's happening, and they're paying a significant price right now for it.
Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, I'll still be here.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.